listening to ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Marty Coldwater, and this is Screenshot, where we feature the best of video game, movie, and television soundtracks. And happy Halloween! This week, we're playing spooky and Halloween-inspired music. Coming up, we have music from the video game Plants vs. Zombies and the movie The House with a Clock in Its Walls. But we're going to begin with music from the spooky stop-motion animated movie Corpse Bride. Made by the same people who made Nightmare Before Christmas, Corpse Bride tells the story of Victor, who is a little nervous about getting married. So he decides to practice his wedding vows while walking in the woods, and when he gets them right, they are overheard by Emily, the Corpse Bride, who now thinks she's married to Victor. We're going to hear the song Remains of the Day, which is sung by the skeleton Bone Jangles and others in the Land of the Dead. It tells the story of what happened to Emily and how she ended up the Corpse Bride. It's sung by the composer Danny Elfman and is a take on New Orleans jazz.
Listen, you corpses of cheer, at least those of you who still got an ear, I'll tell you a story, make a skeleton cry of our own jubiliciously lovely Corpse Bride. For miles around, when a mysterious stranger came into town. He was plenty good looking, but down on his cash. And our poor little baby, she fell hot and fast. When her daddy said no, she just couldn't cope. So our lovers came up with a plan to elope. Die, 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 like a glove. You don't need much when you're really in love, except for a few things, or so I'm told, like the family jewels and a satchel of gold. Then next to the graveyard by the old oak tree, on a dark foggy night at 2:45, she was ready to go, but where was he? And then she waited,
and then
there in the shadows, was it the man?
And then
the little heartbeat so loud.
And then
baby, everything went black.
Now when she opened her eyes, she was dead as dust. Her jewels were missing and her heart was bust. So she made a vow lying under that tree that she'd wait for her true love to come set her free. Always waiting for someone to ask for her hand. But out of the blue comes this groovy young man who vows forever to be by her side. And that's the story of our
from the movie Corpse Bride, that was the song Remains of the Day, written and sung by Danny Elfman. A real spooky New Orleans jazz sound with that one. I hope you liked it. You're listening to Screenshot here on ICANN. I'm your host, Marty Coldwater. Next, we have music from the video game Plants vs. Zombies. In this game, it's up to you to stop a horde of zombies by gardening. That's right. Now, these aren't the normal plants you usually see. You have a choice from pea shooters, cherry bombs, and you have to use your skills and strategies to defeat those zombies. Along with the great gameplay comes some zombie-inspired music by Laura Shigahara. We're going to hear Loon Boon, which is a piano etude of sorts with electronics. Let's hope you got the right plants in the garden from the game Plants vs. Zombies. That was Loon Boon, written by Laura Shigahara. You're listening to Screenshot here on ICANN. I'm Marty Coldwater. We're going to end our Halloween program today with music from the magic-filled movie, The House with a Clock in Its Walls. When Lewis is sent to Michigan to live with his uncle, he discovers that his uncle is a warlock, and he enters the world of sorcery and magic. Together, they must find a hidden clock, which is in the house, which is counting down to doomsday, and they have to stop it before it's too late. There's lots of magical and spooky music in this film. One of my favorites features an organ called a Wurlitzer, which was used in many old movie theaters. What was so cool about these organs is that they can make sounds like different instruments in an orchestra, like horns, violins, and harps. Here, composer Nathan Barr uses the organ along with an orchestra to make some memorable music, and the track is titled The Mighty Wurlitzer. Some spooky Halloween fun there from the movie The House with a Clock in Its Walls. That was the track The Mighty Wurlitzer. What did you think of that organ sound? I'd love to hear about it. Thanks for listening to Screenshot here on ICANN, the International Children's Arts Network. I'm Marty Coldwater. If you enjoyed this program, we'd love to hear from you. Email us your messages, requests, or ideas to screenshot@allclassical.org. And until next time, just keep playing and happy Halloween.
Children's Arts Network is community funded, supported by listeners like you, and by a grant from the Joyce N. Furman Memorial Trust, celebrating a lifetime of giving to children, education, and the arts.